obviously winning the Grey Cup last year, your first Grey Cup. What was that like?
The sense of accomplishment was really what I felt. I mean, it all happened so fast, really. It's just another football game, then it's over. The night before, I was just envisioning seeing my teammates hold the cup. I held the cup like one time. I mean, I didn't feel like I need to hold the cup. I just wanted to have the experience of seeing all of my teammates hold the cup. Even though I'd never been in a championship game, that was what it was all about for me, just to seeing all my teammates and the hard work that went in, the journey, the Cinderella story, because that's what it was, man. I mean, people still can't wrap their heads around the fact that Toronto is defending the Grey Cup, and it was an awesome experience.
Yeah, you had a bit of a roller coaster start to last year, maybe playing in Montreal and signing in Toronto. Did you play at all last year with a chip on your shoulder to kind of...
I just went to do my job, man. And quite honestly, I don't know... I have a chip on my shoulder this year, and it's strange. After we won the Grey Cup, I said, well, that's one, and I need another one. And I just feel like I'm at a point that I'm on a mission to do my job for the Toronto Argonauts, but also to prove to this league that I'm something serious and something violent. But last year, I was thankful for the opportunity to be able to fall into a place with familiar faces, people who care about Bear Woods, the person, not just Bear Woods, the football player. And that was just one of the many stories on the Argos last year, was my rough start. A lot of guys were jettisoned from other teams. And for us to be able to put a team together late in spring, and then you saw, what you saw last year with our season was you saw a team, being built during the season, really. Even if you talk about the emergence of James Wilder, that was part of the process of building that team to be able to make a run, and we did that.
If I remember correctly, when we spoke last year, there wasn't even a GM in Toronto.
Yeah.
GMs at the end of the year, that's impressive.
You're exactly right, man. I've enjoyed telling the story of our year last year to people down south. Like, imagine any sports team going into free agency with no general manager, or a head coach. That's unbelievable, and people they can't believe it. And a lot of people are watching the CFL down south too. That's the more we're on TV, I'm telling you, our game is entertaining, our game is fast, and they are eating it up.
So last year playing under Clint Chamberlain, he was our head coach in Saskatchewan in 2013. Just kind of tell us about playing under him.
Passionate guy, a guy who's going to put everything he has into not just every game, not just every week, but every day. And he's gonna do his best to put guys in scenarios that he thinks they're gonna maximize themselves within the structure of the defense. And also, I think he takes more pride in having the opportunity to mentor guys about life. Football, so you can have so many cliches teaching about football compared to life in the real world. And he has, he comes with some fire and brimstone, and he's able to really cultivate some of the younger guys in the room. And he has a sense of passion. I've got many notes in my notebook of just quotes that he has put in place and trying to make my game better. And the fact that he put so much emphasis on me personally after the game, I saw an interview, where I was one of the first names that popped off of his mind of someone that he was happy for that was able to win the Grey Cup. He understands, the road to get to a championship. So many guys don't even get there. And, it means a lot to me that, once again, I was on his mind at the end of the game there with all the excitement going on.
What have you been doing this offseason to keep busy outside of the weight room, preparing for the year, just keeping yourself busy?
Well, I do a lot of hunting up until when I get back all the way till January. I do a lot of deer hunting. And that's our meat back home, man. If you eat spaghetti at the Woods house, it's gonna be deer meat. You eat tacos, it's gonna be deer meat. I mean, hamburger helper is deer burger helper. So that's what I do at first. I love being outside. And outside of that, I'm very involved in my church, First Baptist Church of Tallahassee. I teach a Sunday school class. I play the bass. I participate in the worship service and whatever. Whatever the church has me to do. Like last week, we volunteered to build a wheelchair ramps for in rural places that don't have access or funds to build a wheelchair ramp, and it has to be a certain specs, government-wise, regulation-wise, that has to be, and that's what our church does too. So I did that a few weeks ago, and that's really what it's about, man. Getting out and helping folks, and it's very rewarding to do that. So that's where a lot of my non-football time is dedicated to the church and the community in that facet.
What would you say is your best hidden talent?
Well, it's probably not hidden anymore because we've had some video of me playing the guitar, but, I mean, I can play, especially in my college days, I was playing all the time, man. I can play the lead guitar pretty good, play the bass pretty good. And I say pretty good if you're familiar with music. I mean, like, it ain't nothing for me to rip off some Stevie Ray Vaughan Little Wing, his version of it, and play it, you know, decently good. I'm not a pro. I mean, I know you know what a pro guitar player is. I mean, but as far as hidden talent, I mean, I can shred it a little bit.
Now, we saw Tom Hebel get inducted into the Hall of Fame here at CFL Week, playing both sides of the ball. If you weren't on at linebacker, where would you be?
I mean, I was a quarterback when I went to college. So I went to college as a quarterback. So I definitely would be the short yardage quarterback. So I would think I could get out of the pocket and still throw, you know, the old pop pass that we have in the league. Now you just pull the ball and throw it 5 yards. I think I can do that.
Do you ever go to the coach and say, hey, throw me in for a surprise? Secret plays.
Well, if you saw number 48 with dreads on offense, it probably wouldn't be that much of a secret. What's he doing out there? But no, I would have to say quarterback still, man. I have a little quarterback in me.
What drives you? Like, what inspires you in life?
Well, I have baby number 3 on the way. So my family, it's my motivation has changed through the years. You know, I wanted to play football when I was in high school. I said I'd play for frozen pizzas in Europe, and I didn't care. I loved the game. And then now, it's our well-being. It's my family's well-being. That's all jokes aside. You know, when I line up, I have health insurance on the line. I have my income on the line. So it's a different level. And that's where some of that violence you're going to see this year is coming from, man. I'm providing for a family. And the nostalgia of the Grey Cup and the opportunity, I'm going to take all that in still. I'm so appreciative. I love this game. But, man, you're going to see a Bear defending his family this year.
I know there's a lot of fans back home hoping that he would have signed in green and white this offseason.
Yeah.
See some of those violent hits working for us.
Yeah, man. You know what? Rider Nation has always shown love to me out there, man. I think, honest to goodness, you know, I was a walk-on into college. I walked on to college. I was a free agent in Atlanta. I think a lot of my, and I'm just assuming here, but I think just a lot of my backstory kind of fits, you know, the kind of the core of Rider Nation, right? You know, that's from my perspective of it. I think that's why maybe they, you know, kind of show me a little love is that, you know, I think I'm the last of a dying breed as far as, you know, the kind of player I am. You're not going to hear me complain about hits to the head. You're not going to hear me complain about this rule, that I want the game to be as violent as possible, as safe as possible, but I like turning on old football film and seeing where receivers are afraid to go across the middle. Ain't no one afraid to go across the middle. Now, I can't give up a first down, automatic first down, because I happen to deliver a blow too hard to an official. You know what I mean? The game's changed. So maybe that's why Rider Nation likes me a little bit.